Hello.
Hi.
Wait, Ashley, you're doing it with us?
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, we just want to start out by saying thank you to all of our listeners. Shout out to that one guy from Ireland.
It was a few people, I think. But yeah, 2%. 2%.
Okay, well, so shout out to the 2% of people listening from Ireland.
Yes.
And the 49-to-50-year-old man.
Thank you to all of our listeners.
Yeah. Yes, we appreciate all of you.
Okay, so today we're just going to do an unscripted podcast. So just
bear along with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you do have any topics you want us to talk about, just let us know somehow.
There's like no way they can let us know.
Follow our Instagram account, which we still need to make.
It's coming soon, guys.
It's so bad.
Scripted for you. Yeah, hopefully this is entertaining, because like
we also haven't seen each other in like
years.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other since 2018.
40 years.
40 years.
It's gonna be a month now.
I have kids now, so.
Wow, congratulations.
I have grandkids.
Well, fuck you,
I actually have great-grandkids, too. Twice removed.
Yeah, and we're
not really good at conversing with each other. So,
conversing.
You know what, Shelby? Go take your PTA mom class and go to the school.
Go get your baby carrots and your minivan and go away.
Go pick up Johnny from soccer practice.
I'm pretty sure he just lost his whole game.
The soccer team is going to be paying for that.
He will get his participation trophy.
And now they won't make it to sectionals. Look what you did. Go get your kids a tall iced latte.
A pumpkin spice latte.
Those are just like our conversations.
Yeah, that's like, that was kind of good.
Yeah, that was kind of good. That was when we did improv. Oh, we need to tell Oscar about this.
Tell me. and our viewers.
Wait, hold on a second. Nikki's like choking. Okay, I think she's getting it. Okay, fine now. Okay. Anyway, so we were hanging out, and then we did like random improv at a bar.
Uh-huh. At a bar.
So, yeah, so like you know, in my house.
Oh, uh-huh.
I just have this
I have a bar in my house, a club in there.
I have
a
speakeasy in my basement. Called Veronica Lodge.
What's a speakeasy?
House and it actually had a speakeasy, and then all the comments were like, Rivendell who? Veronica Lodge who? Honestly.
What's a speakeasy?
Yeah,
so
wait, what
okay,
do you
yeah,
say?
What's, nothing. What's the.
Okay, yeah. Stop. My knee is itchy.
Oh, yeah. Tell me the improv story.
Oh, well, we did several.
Wait,
we just did different. Different. What is it called? Different. Scenarios.
Okay, basically, one person would be a bartender, and the two other people would come up with a scenario, and the bartender has to go along with it. But sometimes you could tell the bartender beat something like a sexy man.
Put the first two buttons on bun. And he has those kids. And then she shred him on his ass. Yeah, there was one scenario where Nikki was like, she's an Australian man, and he's like, yeah, I just got some cheese shredded on my abs.
Wait, you know what I recently figured out?
I was like, grilled cheese, and they're like, is it organic? I was like, I don't know, it's shredded on my abs.
You know what? Wait, you know what I recently figured out? That
what?
So, we had to do a project in Spanish, and we had to speak like a comic strip. We had to do a comic strip, so we had to speak with different characters. So I was like, oh, I can try a British accent. As a joke, but when I say Spanish things in a British accent, it sounds Australian.
Well, do it for us. Yeah.
Okay. ¿Cómo estás? Bien.
You still sound British.
No.
Whoever told you sound Australian is a liar.
Needs a reality check.
is not your friend. Just like Shelby over here.
Wait, no, I'll say more things. I don't why is that the only thing I can think about in Spanish from the top of my head? Yo quiero agua.
It doesn't sound Australian.
Well, what does it sound like?
British.
Okay, how do you sound Australian then?
Irish or something.
It sounds Irish.
Oh yeah, Austin, we're lying to you. It sounds like Indian.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Exact, perfect Indian.
Thank you.
Stop dying. God, we're trying to film a podcast here.
Sorry, I'll hold it in.
Yeah, sorry, I won't die right now.
I'll hold it out till tomorrow.
Yeah, don't worry. Put my journal now.
Aw. How sad.
It was just your 6th birthday.
Yeah.
That's so sad if it's your 6th birthday and you're just like, die tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's happened to someone.
I think we should start an ASMR channel. Let me know in the comments below. I seriously think we should start an ASMR.
We would suck at ASMR, actually.
We'd burst out.
People are so serious. They're like,
I hate when they talk and they're doing eating ones. Like, I don't want to hear you. I just want to hear the food.
Right. Yeah. It just makes me hungry. Ready? If it's eating ones. Yeah. It's not even by a speaker.
I'm sorry. God. Oh, that's satisfying.
That's enough.
Sorry.
Should do. Wait, I don't. Wait, I should do Indian ASMR.
Just some bangles for you.
If you don't like slurping, then I would skip this part.
I can't wait to hear that. Austin, did you hear that?
No.
Darn it. Wait, I'll do it again.
She doesn't even listen to our podcast, so she'll never hear it.
Okay, I heard it that time. That was sort of satisfying.
Oh yeah, my gosh, yeah.
But some of the other ones are more satisfying.
Okay, whatever.
Did I tell you the story about when I sang in Spanish class?
Oh, you did not. Why is it all happening in Spanish class?
Okay, well, that's all the story is pretty much. I was like, we were in, like, the teacher said something, and then I asked her a question, and then we went back to working, and it was, like, completely silent. And then I just started singing, and then someone's like, Ashna, you know your mic is unmuted. And I was like,
oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, now that.
And I was singing that one song.
Basically into it.
No, and I was singing that one song where it's like, about, no, like, it's like, you know, I'm just going to fly away.
Wait, what did you say?
I was singing the song where it's like, you know, I'm just a flight away.
You know, I'm just a
fine
away. If you want it, you can take it from
the plane. Oh, I know who it's by.
Who?
It's, oh, God, I forgot her name.
Yeah, I have it on Spotify.
I know, I can imagine her album cover, but I forgot her name. It's like,
it's pink and she's like in that one.
Oh. Yeah, exactly like that.
What are you doing?
Wait, what else ASMR can I do?
Do you guys like ASMR?
I don't know, they'll never tell us, so.
Yeah.
You guys never answer my calls.
Wait. I'm taking you on a ride.
Did you hear that?
What?
I'll do it again.
Wait, pull it out. Like, plug it in and then pull it out.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. But the slushing, slurpy thingy was cooler.
What about this?
Oh, that's good.
Yes! I'm so good at ASMR, guys.
I mean, it wasn't amazing.
To listen to podcasts.
Yeah. What is our podcast? Our podcast listeners are going to be so confused because when they first started listening, it was, like, about us being, like, from India and, like, Indian stuff. Then it was just, like, all about herself.
Yeah, we're from
America. We'll get my sister on this podcast.
Yeah.
Immigrant life.
And then now it's, like, about random stuff. And then it was also, at one point, what else did we... So, I wonder if the people who listen to our podcast listen to it all the way through, or they listen to, like, the first 5 minutes. If you listen to these all the way through, like, the full, like, hour, thank you. And, I hope you find a better hobby. I'm kidding.
Wait, I have another ASMR thing. Okay, if you're a Cody Ko fan, you'll like this.
Passion.
Ashley goes, huh?
Huh? Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, you should watch Cody Ko with us.
Yeah. Cody Ko? What? Is it on Netflix? I'll watch it.
No, he's a YouTuber, Ashna. Ashna!
I'm like, I'm a guy who hit me while skiing.
What? A guy hits you while skiing? Uncultured swine.
I did!
If you want to know what that reminds me of, yeah, that one.
I'm a drat!
Oh. It just reminded me of that. I feel like Nikki would be the I'm a giraffe guy. And then me and Annika and Asha are just standing there like she escaped from Sue. Nurse, she's out again. Anyways. Sheesh.
Oh, yeah, are you guys excited for the Friends reunion?
No.
Really?
Yeah, they're having, like, Malala and, like, BTS and stuff.
Oh. They're actually getting backlash for being racist, but...
Oh, wait, what?
BTS? Girl, you would think they're racist?
No. They're, like, the people who, like, cast and crew and everyone because they don't have any black friends.
Like, of the Friends? Oh, yeah, that's... Well, I mean, in the nine, like, throughout the show or, like, in this reunion?
In the reunion.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think they do. But, like, the six main friends are white, so.
Oh, my gosh. I was watching, you know, like, it was a video on YouTube, and it was, like, making fun of TikTokers or something. And then Addison Rae, in, like, one of their interviews, she's like, we're so diverse.
And hardworking.
Yeah.
But, like, diverse? Like, girl, you're all white.
Yeah, they're all white.
Except for Ivani.
Yeah.
Ovni.
Ovni? We're gone. You know, when I first, like, heard of Zayn, like, I would always call him Zayn Malik.
That's what I thought. It's Malik,
right? It's, yeah, but usually would say Malik, so
I was like, oh, right, yeah.
But then everyone was like, it's Malik. I was like, oh.
You DJ white, Malik. Uncultured
swine. I mean, if he goes
DJ
by
Malik.
DJ Malik. I was like, if he goes by Malik, then chill, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways, so,
You're trying to shut up an imaginary person.
Shut up, Bob. Or not, Francesca.
You shouldn't talk to your husband like that, Shelby. You know what? He married you. He had to put up with this for what?
Don't act like you don't have problems with your husband, Janet.
I don't even have a husband, Catherine.
Well, he was your fourth, so.
Well, at least I'm not on my sixth, unlike some people I know.
Well, at least my husband didn't cheat on me. At least my kids actually win in their sports. At least I didn't actually cheat on my husband, Catherine. Are you implying that I did? The whole block knows, okay?
You're not a part of this! What do you think we were doing on Halloween night when all of our kids were going to your house for a party? We were sitting, drinking champagne, and talking about all the problems you have.
The tea.
Well, I leave my porch lights on, Janice. The kids are unsafe.
At least we hand out the good candy.
Why didn't you turn your porch lights on?
My porch lights were on.
Our candy is better than your candy.
Melissa is trying to speak.
Stop backing
Melissa here, Shelby. Have you met her?
At least we hand out good candy, unlike your toothbrushes that you hand out.
Huh? Sorry, we cannot hear you.
I said at least I hand out candy, unlike you who hands out toothbrushes.
Oh my god, Catherine. Toothbrushes?
Yeah, toothbrushes.
No, you're Catherine. No. She's Shelby. I'm Janice. That's Melissa.
Oh, God, get in the game. God. Oh my God, Catherine. We've been friends for 8 years, and this is how you treat me? Go take your decaf coffee somewhere else.
Well, it's longer than all of your husbands combined.
I don't have anything to go with that.
That's just like a good 2 minutes of our podcast.
I'm trying to think of a comeback line. Give me a second.
That might even make sense.
At least my kid doesn't eat his boogers.
Yeah, Catherine.
I was gonna say something, but then it just gets nasty after
what?
That.
Let me just say
it.
And he has braces, so it's always stuck in his face.
At least I don't still have braces, Shelby.
I'm talking about your son who eats his boogers.
Ew. Well, maybe if you were handed out toothbrushes too, you would have. Maybe if you stop drinking Coke and maybe use one of the toothbrushes that you give out on Halloween night,
oh,
maybe your husband would actually want you. Okay, Harry loved me! You wanna know what? I saw him go to someone's house last night.
You already claimed that we were divorced! What are you talking about?
Well, just to let you know, like, we know you're divorced and he's seeing somebody else. That's what she's saying.
At least I can find a man.
At least when I find one, I keep them.
You can tell that to Harry.
Harry?
Harry?
Totally awkward random.
It's not like 2 years ago. Harry came over to my house.
Oh my gosh, yesterday, we were at the water show. We were there, and Lynn was like, are you ready? I was like,
for what?
No,
for
I was pop. No, I was
pop
like,
what?
I was like, popsico. I have my
hands are high, my feet are low, and this is how my popsico. Her hands are high, her feet are low, and this is how she popsico.
Pop.
Okay, you can
get it. So I was like, I have my suit and everything, but I'm mentally not ready. She's like, yeah, I get that. I was like, physically, I'm fine.
Mentally, I'm bruised.
And no one got it. So I just look like a crazy person.
That should be the title of this podcast. Physically, I'm fine. Emotionally, I'm bruised.
Mm. And it's a cuss to Catherine.
Where are you stuck? What? Oh. Ooh.
Shit.
I don't know.
Wait, what's that one TikTok sound? The sad one?
Mm-hmm. So I guess we have to eat dinner.
We might continue this afterwards, not just
our servant made them. I'm kidding.
No, like, should we just have this as our unscripted one and then have, like, unscripted or just do two unscripted?
18 minutes. What is someone going to do?
They can listen to this
on their 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Well, now it's going to be 19.
Now. On their 19th birthday. This can be their countdown.
This is going to be a little...
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. Who are we wishing happy birthday to?
Nobody. We're no just one. Saying if it's your 19th birthday, you could have a countdown and then...
Yeah. At the 19 minutes, I wish you happy birthday.
But now it's over.
You know what I want to do when I turn 16? I want to do the...
Ashna, that's this year.
Dancing queen.
Oh my goodness, that's so weird to think about. No, like she.
Oh, that.
She'd be my queen since we were 16.
When I turn 15, I can. When you're 15. Oh, by Taylor Swift.
That's what I did. I love listening to 15 now that I'm 15. Ah, that's so amazing.
I'm 15 next year.
You know what I'm gonna do when I turn 16? I'm gonna do the. She be my queen since we were 16.
Your birthday's in April.
Wait, what?
She be my queen since we were 16.
Oh,
Wait, what song is that?
Wait, that's Steal 18? My Girl?
That's 18.
No, from Steal My Girl.
Everybody wanna see.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wanna
take. Oh, they said I have loved you since we were 16.
Wait, what's the line?
She's been my queen since we were
16. We were 16, we want the same thing.
Oh, they said I have loved you since we were 16. I was like, girl, that's a different age.
No, I'm gonna do the.
But you can do I have loved you since we were.
No.
At my wedding, if I meet someone by 18 and we get married, then yes, you my say, wedding song.
I have loved you since we were
18. I do this for my squad, I do this for my game.
You know what I'm gonna do when I'm 17? The I'm only 17. I don't know anything. Or
I'm just 16. Wait, what? I'm just 16.
And when I turn 19, you wanna know what I'm gonna do?
What?
Hey Jared, can you read number 19? What up? I'm Jared. I'm 19.
And I never
learned how to read. But you can actually like. Hopefully, swear in front of your parents. I don't know if they're gonna be like,
they're white.
I mean,
are you adopted?
You know, like Moxie, how her Asian friend is in the window and she's like, you don't get it because you're white.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
They're brown, they're not white.
I'm sorry, Janice. I just don't believe you. I'm sorry, Catherine. At least I know where my parents are from. Me and Shelby, we actually know where we came from.
I'm 20%.
I bet you came from the facts.
Heavy of Italian, 5%.
How much of that do you believe?
Okay, all we know is that you came from the backseat of a Corolla.
Since when were you good at rooms? Oh my god.
I had a good comeback, but I'm gonna
say it. No, say it.
He's gonna say at least I'm not from Disappointment Island. This is our alter ego. It's Catherine, Shelby, and Janice. And then Melissa.
Melissa. This is a good opportunity for my little Kendall.
That's a joke. Same difference. Oh my god.
Wait, who were the two? I saw this one thing which was like.
Kelly and Mitch.
Yeah. Like their best friends or something. Or not their best friends. Yeah.
Wait, who?
Kelly and Christy.
It was like.
The two right to my left.
Anyway.
And then there were two. All we know is that you actually never toyed a Corolla.
Damio. We should have a handshake.
Okay.
Oh, bullshit.
Didn't we say that last time?
Nikki, are you okay?
Yeah.
No, Catherine, you need to sit down.
You need some ice for that burn.
You need to get Ashna, are you studying hard?
Yes, very hard.
Kind of, why are you on this podcast? Why are you so
Melissa, get your act together. Why are we even friends with her? Why are we friends with Catherine either?
Catherine's like.
Catherine's been a little lonely. It was a Toyota that did. At least don't do it in the back of your G-Wagon. Keep that one precious and pure. And, yeah.
I feel like we asked Nikki how she is. Like, we're like, are you okay? Like, a little too much. Every time we see her, we're like, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm dying.
ASMR.
You pop it.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is it for our podcast. Now we're actually going to dinner.
bye.
What? Okay, guys. So, I'm still here, so this is